We're on the last track of KUOW's The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. Coho, Chinook, and now Sockeye. It's a very good year for salmon lovers in the Northwest. The Columbia River in Washington has seen a big salmon run. And now the fishing industry in British Columbia is anticipating a record-breaking one. Here with news from the North, Vaughn Palmer, Vancouver Sun columnist. Welcome back, Vaughn.
Good afternoon, Ross.
Well, in 2010, 30 million sockeye swam through the Fraser River, breaking a record back then, overwhelming the fishing industry. What are the forecasters predicting this year?
They're predicting a very good year, although we got a little bit of bad news in the last 72 hours, which I'll tell you about in a minute. But generally predicting a very good year. Sockeye are on a four-year schedule, so if you had a great season in 2010, the anticipation is you'll have a great season this year. And this year, as you say, last time they weren't really ready for it. It followed one of the worst years in history. This time they are ready for it. So I think, you know, if there is a great season, it'll also be a great season for the industry, for tourism. British Columbians kind of hoping that Americans rediscover British Columbia as a place to fish for salmon. Between the high dollar the last few years and the bad seasons, A lot of our American customers have gone elsewhere, and we're dependent on Albertans and Europeans.
How does the fish forecast affect First Nations fisheries, Native American fisheries in Canada?
Them a lot. You know, they have it's their way of life, their culture, food source, economic lifeline all together. So they very, very interested, and they have access to the fishery. When the numbers are firm, the National Department of Fisheries and Oceans will then turn around and declare openings, apportion quotas, and all that. So, but this year there should be plenty of fish for everybody going around, except for what happened in the interior of British Columbia Monday morning at 4 o'clock, which is the breaching of a tailings dam at a copper gold mine that has polluted a lake, polluted a river, and that river eventually feeds into the Fraser and is one of the source rivers for the sockeye fishery.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so this is bad news. I'm just looking at the website this morning, the regional government there has declared a state of emergency. The National Department of Fisheries and Oceans is checking water in the lake, so we won't hear till tomorrow how serious it is. Obviously, it would, if it affects the fishery, it would only affect the fishery that goes through that lake. But it's also a huge problem for the people who live around the lake. It's one of the clearest and most pristine lakes in British Columbia that is potentially polluted here, and the tailings from that mine are toxic. A whole bunch of different things in it. Again, it's not clear at this point just how bad it is, but that's why we're testing the water quality. But already the people in the region have been told, you know, don't drink the water, find alternative sources, be careful, don't go into the water and all that.
You said it feeds into the Fraser River, where this record-breaking sockeye salmon might be coming. Will it affect this year?
The feeling is not that the lake that's been polluted here is so big, the pollution will be diluted in the lake. I'm not making light of it. I'm just saying that the downstream effects are expected to be diluted, so it won't be a problem. But look, it's very, very serious. It's one of the most serious problems we've had with a mine here in British Columbia. The company, Imperial Metals, is out apologizing left, right, and center. There's obviously going to be an investigation into what happened here. The initial reports suggest that there have been warnings in the past about the safety of this dam. It's an earth-filled dam behind that, holding back 4 square kilometer tailings pond. And there, as I said, there have been concerns in the past about the state of that. Obviously, there's going to be an investigation now.
Vaughn Palmer is columnist for the Vancouver Sun, our weekly guest on The Record. And our final minute together, Vaughn, we're going to keep talking about our fine finned friends. This week, the Vancouver Park Board voted to ban the breeding of beluga whales and dolphins at a city aquarium. Why did they do that, and why has that failed to take the pressure off?
Well, this is one of those government decisions that's a saw-off that didn't make anybody happy. So the people that think it's just fine that the Vancouver Aquarium has whales in it, it has belugas, it has porpoises, The people who think that's okay and don't see a problem with it, and see that the aquarium is a major tourist attraction, it's also a major scientific research facility, they're not happy that the aquarium has decided to ban breeding, because among other things they point that, well, porpoises of the opposite sex are put into the tanks together, so how are you going to keep them from breeding is just a practical problem.
Birds do it, bees do it.
Yeah, yeah. And the other issue, of course, is the people who wanted this shut down completely aren't happy either, because it's a half measure. They see that basically the aquarium will go on holding these animals, and in fact the aquarium has a bunch that aren't at the Vancouver Aquarium. It has five that are at SeaWorld, and I think two are in the aquarium in Georgia, so they're loners. So it didn't make anybody happy. It's a tough decision. It's an elected park board in Vancouver, and this is an election year. They had been the subject of a major pressure campaign to get them to stop this, and as I said, they went for the saw-off instead.
Well, they might be held to accounts for that. Vaughn Palmer, thank you very much.
Bye-bye, Ross.
Vaughn Palmer, political columnist for the Vancouver Sun. He joins us every Wednesday on The Record.